Welcome to Piedmont Arts. I'm Rachel Stewart. Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem is a large work for orchestra, big chorus, and soloists. It's been described by some as operatic or a church opera, and the Requiem requires strong operatic soloists. When the Winston-Salem Symphony performs it April 26th and 27th, such voices will be on display, including that of mezzo-soprano Rayanne Bryce Davis. She's a rising opera star, and Verdi's Requiem is one of her favorite things to sing.
It's really some of the most glorious music that Verdi wrote. He wrote it later in his life, after he'd already done some of the masterpieces that we know and love, Aida, and Trovatore, and all of these things. So the piece always has a special place in my heart. I love storytelling and drama, and Verdi does it better than anybody else.
We'll hear more from Bryce Davis in just a second. And Phil Vavra's got more suggestions for things you can do in coming days in the fanfare segment in this episode. So stay tuned for that. And since we're talking about the Winston-Salem Symphony this week, I'll have some details about their newly announced 25-26 season later on. In recent years, Rayanne Bryce Davis has become a familiar name in the world of opera through performances at the Met, Santa Fe, Houston, Los Angeles, and in opera houses across Europe. She's the winner of a number of prizes, too many to list here, but they include the 2015 Hilde Zadek competition at the Musikverein in Vienna and Best Music Video at the New York International Film Awards. Yes, she also produces music videos and releases singles, and she has a brand new eclectic album out called Evolution, and we'll get to talk to her about that in just a second. As mentioned earlier, Bryce Davis will be the mezzo soloist in Verdi's Requiem when it's performed this weekend by the Winston-Salem Symphony. And Bryce Davis loves to sing Verdi.
I think he understands the mezzo soprano voice just intimately, in a way that almost nobody does, nobody else does. You always know how a composer feels about you or how intimately he knows your voice by how he brings you in. Verdi gives you a nice little, here, baby, not too high, not too low, just in your nice little sweet spot. And we give you all the hard things a little bit later. He does that in every one of his roles. In Amneris, which I just sang at Royal Opera, in Azucena that I did earlier this season in Houston, all of them, he really takes care of mezzos. I mean, you really have to know what you're doing because he demands a lot of you, but he sets you up for success. The Verdi Requiem specifically was the first of all of these things that I learned. And I was a young artist at the time in Detroit when I first learned it. And I didn't have very much time to learn it at first because I had several roles I was performing at the same time. And I sat down at the piano and I started playing through the notes of the piece and singing through it. And it was shocking to me because, you know, I didn't have to be like, okay, let's raise the soft tone. Okay, and how am I going to attack this note, this approach? You know, everything just smoothly, it was like petting my vocal cords. Like, here, baby, here. And I think it's the only piece of music that's ever done that.
Speak just a little bit about how you're coming to Winston-Salem to do this. In an earlier conversation that you and I had, you mentioned that Michelle Merrill, who's the maestra there, the artistic director, is responsible for connecting you to Winston-Salem.
Absolutely. You know, as a young singer, you have to try to get some big opportunities. When nobody knows who you are. And so I was a young artist at Detroit Opera, and I was just looking for opportunities to perform. And I saw that the Detroit Symphony was there, so I kind of wrote everybody on the roster. Like, hi, my name is Rayanne Bryce Davis. I'm a young mezzo, and I would love to sing for you. And I think she was one of the only people that responded. And she was generous and she was kind. And she gave me thoughtful feedback. And that was the last encounter that I had with her until just a few months ago. I saw her name in my inbox and I was like, oh, wow. You know, life just comes full circle in that way. When you are generous to others, it comes back to you. And I'm so fortunate to now be able to make music with her in another way, in the grown-up way.
Well, I want to talk about an album that you have coming out. We're recording this on April 9th, and in 2 days, on April 11th, your debut album, Evolution, is coming out. This album is pretty eclectic, and I thought it'd be interesting for you to talk a little bit about it. Tell us what's on it and why you made it and, you know, what it means to you to do this.
It's funny thinking about it in the context of Verdi, because Verdi was trying to do something different and he was trying to do something new and he was driven by storytelling and emotion. And that's also how I try to go about my music making, but we are now in a completely different musical climate. And so, as you said, the album is called Evolution because it's exploring what's next, where we can go from here. I started with three songs that I was inspired by, and I approached various classical composers who were up and coming and really exciting to me. And I said, hi, these are three songs. Can you just tell me how these inspire you for the mezzo voice? And the pieces that they wrote just took us on this grand adventure. René Orth was one of the last classical composers that I commissioned, and it was after I had just done the world premiere of 10 Days in a Madhouse at Opera Philadelphia. And she includes electronics with her traditional orchestra. And she makes these incredible colors with just her electronics in a way that I had never experienced. So I asked her if she could write a dance track for me with just the electronics. And what she created was just such a new energy that I knew I needed more of that. Soon after that, I headed to Amsterdam for a contract for, I think we were singing Rusalka. And my husband went to the barber and he met someone who was there who was a recording artist. And he knew that I was at home, like, racking my brain trying to find some modern music makers, some rappers, some Afrobeats guys. And so we made this connection just from him being at the barber with Carl Wine, who connected me with several South African beat makers. And so we used the melodies of Schubert and of Verdi, specifically the Liber Scriptus, which is the mezzo solo, becomes a track in my album called End of Days. But it's underneath a dance hall beat. The album travels the full gamut of modern contemporary composers' imaginings, but also the modern music, the Afrobeats, the dance hall, the Latin beats that are pulsating in our world right now. And they're connected with storytelling and the operatic voice. It's a really exciting adventure. It's kind of a kaleidoscope of an autobiography, an homage to my family and my mantras, my storytelling.
Do you ever get people saying to you, why are you singing opera over you know, beats, like EDM music?
You know, absolutely. Absolutely, I hear that question. And I'm happy that they're asking that question because it means that I'm on the right track. It means that I'm doing something that hasn't been done in the way that I'm doing it, at least, you know? And what is music if we're not continually growing and expanding and exploring? You know, this is what all the classical composers were doing, and this is what I'm trying to do as well. So if some people are upset, that's amazing. It means we're doing something right.
I guess we should point out that not everything on the album has beats under it, right?
Correct. Correct. It's actually still majority art song. We have composers like Kamala Sankaram, Maria Thompson Corley, Timothy Amukelele wrote a beautiful spiritual arrangement of a spiritual Stand the Storm. It's predominantly acoustic.
Stand the storm, it won't be long, you will anchor by and by. Stand the storm, it won't be long, you will anchor by and by. Stand the storm, it won't be long.
I hope folks take a listen. I hope they sit down and close their eyes and prepare for an experience. And I hope that it's a way that everyone can see themselves in classical music.
That's mezzo-soprano Rayanne Bryce Davis. Her new album is out and called Evolution. She's the mezzo-soloist for Verdi's Requiem with the Winston-Salem Symphony on Saturday, April 26th and Sunday, April 27th. I'll have some information about the Winston-Salem Symphony season coming next year, but first, here's Phil Vavra.
Thanks, Rachel. Since the summer heat hasn't arrived yet, this is the perfect time of year to hit the open road and explore the Carolinas. Luckily, there's so much to see and do. From concerts to garden tours to a veritable pickle-palooza, we're winding down April in true fanfare fashion, so let's get started. Christopher James Lees conducts the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra for two nights of the traditional and contemporary at Belk Theater, April 25th and 26th. The program begins with Spanish composer Manuel de Falla's ballet music from The Three-Cornered Hat, Suite No. 2. Then guest cellist Andrea Casarubios joins the CSO in a performance of her own concerto, Mirage. The CSO and Charlotte Master Chorale will team up to perform Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, and the evening culminates with Claude Debussy's Symphonic Portrait of the Sea, La Mer. Now, if you read seed catalogs like Scripture and believe in the magic of manure, you need to take the Gardener's Garden Tour, April 26th and 27th. You'll find inspiration around every corner at Winghaven Garden and Bird Sanctuary, Seed Wildlife and Children's Garden, and the Elizabeth Lawrence House and Garden. You can even get a head start at the Garden Tour's Sip and See preview event on Friday, April 25th, which includes a ticket to the weekend tour. F. Scott Fitzgerald's iconic novel, The Great Gatsby, was published 100 years ago this month. You can experience this classic American story of ambition and excess in a whole new way with the World Ballet Company's production of The Great Gatsby Ballet, one night only at Ovens Auditorium in Charlotte on Sunday, April 27th at 6 p.m. And for celebrating pickles in North Carolina, we all know where the party's happening. Pickle lovers from near and far will be barreling over to downtown Mount Olive, home of the Mount Olive Pickle Company, for the North Carolina Pickle Festival on Saturday, April 26th. It's a really big deal. Events include the Pickle Eating Contest, Cuke Patch 5K, Tour de Pickle Bike Ride, the Pickle Princess Pageant, and of course, a pickleball tournament. It'll be simply de brine. For more about those and other upcoming performances, events, and festivals, be sure to read Fanfare every week on the WDAV blog of note. It's all at WDAV.org. Rachel?
Thanks, Phil. As promised, here are some highlights from the newly announced Winston-Salem Symphony's 25-26 season. The season opens with a concert featuring violinist Kelly Hall Tompkins in Wynton Marsalis's New Orleans-inspired violin concerto. That's September 20th and 21st. And on October 11th, Winston-Salem-born, genre-bending pianist Ben Folds joins the orchestra in the auditorium of his alma mater, R.J. Reynolds High School. Then on November 15th and 16th, the paper hand puppet Intervention will depict the fairy tales of Maurice Ravel's Mother Goose Ballet. And for the holidays, the orchestra will perform Handel's Messiah. That'll be December 10th at Centenary United Methodist Church. Music from Harry Potter is on the bill January 17th for A Night at Hogwarts. And you can check out a special Valentine's Day concert on February 14th. March 7th and 8th next year, it's Beethoven and Borodin with the former's 8th Symphony and the latter's Polovtsian Dances. And the season ends May 30th and 31st with concerts of American music by Aaron Copland, Connor Brown, and Wake Forest composer-in-residence Dan Locklear. If you want all the details about all the concerts, head over to the orchestra's website at wssymphony.org. Well, that's it for this episode of Piedmont Arts. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Stewart.